The thing that comes to my mind is on the first session, the first day with the university students, I said, okay, so would you like a break? We'll have a break. And they said, no, we want to dance.
After two hours.
And I thought, wow. And actually, that's been something across all of the days and all of the sessions, that there's been a real sense of enthusiasm and wanting to be here with us and with the group doing their thing. And it's really nice to be part of, because that's not always the case. Some people are a bit like, oh, yeah, not so enthusiastic. So that's been really lovely. It's been really special.
And yeah, and also I think the other thing is a little bit what I said before about like trying to, for both of us in teaching, and is to find a continuity. And even though the groups were really different, I just felt we were like the material didn't need to change in relation to who we were teaching. We were just maybe the language or the steps, you know, like to break an exercise in few more steps. But it just felt like it felt like we didn't have to make a differentiation depending on the experience, the ability, which I think it's the point of Kanduku as well, to just to have the dances for everyone, and doesn't need to be simplified. It can be simpler, but doesn't need to be simplistic or less clear or less specific if someone is maybe called disabled or whatever. So
yeah, I think that's quite important for us.
And the other really moment that I remember is when there was the what is it called, the zip project.
Oh yeah, the zippers.
The other group, yes, when we were outside after dinner, and then they were just jamming together, continuing dancing, playing. And then we joined, and then Vicky started to learn the rhythm, and it was really nice. Like everyone was silent, but they were all playing, and we had our tea outside. It was really nice.
Cool.